Well, folks, what is the crack? It's Gareth McGlynn here, back with another episode of the Pre-Construction Podcast. I hope you're well. I am getting through the episodes that I recorded at Advanced Pre-Construction in Denver this year. There's some great content coming your way. I cannot speak highly enough of the conference. I had a ball. Anybody I spoke to had a ball. The one thing that I would say from the conference is there aren't enough people that are able to go, whether it's companies not willing to pay the price to go to the conference, or the mid-size and the smaller companies not seeing the value add. And I have to say, no matter what size you are, whether you're one of the big boys on commercial construction or you're just starting out, it is a must for everyone, and I want to see more people there. So if you're interested in going next year, get in touch with me, get in touch with Hanson Wade, and let's make this conference the biggest and the best pre-construction conference we can. Over to today's guest. His name is Baxter Horton. He is the director of pre-construction and estimating at Baldwin and Shell. Really nice guy. I was connecting with him before we got to Denver, just teeing up a time to record. He was super eager to come on, and now I know why. He had so much value to give, and I really enjoyed speaking with him. Really nice guy, young, high-performing pre-construction professional. The exactly type of person that I want to get on the podcast. We discussed everything. We discussed one thing I wanted to speak to him about. He is creating a pre-construction culture right now. I wanted to get into that as well. It's basically principles and guidelines that lead to less downtime for him and the team when recruiting pre-construction and estimating talent. So, of course, being my bread and butter, I wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of that. Really enjoyed that. Then we talked about the title war that is brewing, and should we change the title from estimator to pre-construction, considering the responsibilities of estimators and pre-construction professionals right now. We also discussed about the importance of having a pre-construction person at the C-level. So we discussed my ambition to have the first chief pre-construction officer within a general contractor. We got into the nitty-gritty on that as well. And much, much more, to be honest with Baxter. He was really, really, really forthcoming with information, and really open and honest and willing to give to get a bit back. And of course, that's what the conference was all about. Without further ado, it's over to Baxter. As always, folks, we will hear from our two sponsors, Concentric and Beck Technology.
Hi, I'm Steve DeLordo, founder and CEO of Concentric, the first holistic platform for pre-construction. As a former executive officer of one of the largest general contractors in the U.S., I have experienced firsthand the challenges the industry is facing, particularly in pre-construction. Pre-construction is still a highly manual and fractured collection of processes. Essential information is kept in ad hoc, scattered spreadsheets and documents, which really limits the understanding and hides the full picture of a project for all those involved. Concentric is here to change that. Our 360-degree platform unites data, workflows, and people. With Concentric, you and your team can access real-time insights and data, assess and mitigate risk to ensure a successful project outcome, and most importantly, unlock the enormous capacity of your talent and your data. To learn more about Concentric and to book a demo, head to our website, concentric.com. That's spelled concentric.com. Concentric, it's pre-construction recalibrated for the modern builder.
Folks, welcome back to the Pre-Construction Podcast. I am delighted to be here at Advancing Pre-Construction 2024 in Denver. I am joined by Baxter Horton. He is Director of Pre-Construction at Baldwin Shell. Baxter, welcome.
Thanks, Gareth.
Is this your first podcast?
It is.
Oh, fresh meat. I love it. Right, we're not going to waste any time. Let's get straight into it. Myself and Baxter were talking off air just about the different titles that are involved in pre-construction and estimating. From your experience, always you're in Baldwin Shell now, Director of Pre-Construction. Before we get into the titles, actually, let's talk about your transition and what you're trying to do at Baldwin & Shell.
Sure, yeah. Been at Baldwin & Shell about 18 months now. And as I've come into the company, I've been tasked with just taking a long, hard look at our pre-construction and estimating services and finding the things that we're doing well, finding the things that we can do better, and working to improve upon those and work to execute going ahead into the future and you know, help the company lead the company's growth from the pre-construction department.
Exciting times. And we talked about it before. I mean, having that like ethos of being pre-construction services focused is so important, because your clients kind of feed off that. Like the clients are getting cuter, they're getting more demanding when it comes to pre-construction service and what they want to know.
Yeah, we've kind of landed on the term pre-construction culture. Certainly we want to grow that and create that within our pre-construction and estimating department, but we also want to make sure that we're helping train our office, our field teams, our executives on what pre-construction can really mean to the overall health of the company, and having that mindset in everything we're doing to be proactive, be collaborative, and really just bring a high level of customer service to our customers.
I love this, Baxter. Pre-construction culture. So give me that was a good idea of it. Is this writing stuff down, having principles in place, having processes, having standards? What does it involve? Because, I mean, that's it's great to be able to do that. I mean, if other companies were able to do that as well, it would take our industry as a pre-construction industry forward quicker.
Yeah, ideas are great, right? Execution is even better. So we've taken a lot of time to really kind of peel back the layers of that. And, you know, the term pre-construction gets thrown around a lot. Coming from the Dallas-Fort Worth area and moving back home to Arkansas, you know, what I thought pre-construction meant versus what maybe somebody else thought pre-construction meant weren't exactly the same thing. So one of the very first things that we did was define pre-construction from Baldwin and Shell's perspective. And so that's it's on a poster that's in all of our pre-con and estimating teams and of all of our division presidents' offices. And so when we talk pre-construction, we can all know exactly what we're talking about. There shouldn't be any confusion. And so we're working to continue to get aligned on that and share that with the rest of our teams and our customers. But from there, we went to look at, you know, what's our vision? You know, our vision is to help lead our company's growth and to growing, you know, not only in volume, but also, you know, bottom line profitability. What's our mission within that? You know, our mission is to be a leader in the pre-construction services within our region and the areas that we work. And then finally, we want, you know, what do we value as a pre-construction team? As a company, we have a mission, a vision, and values, but we really wanted to go back and look at our pre-construction estimating teams and look at what do we value. When things get crazy, what do we need to come back to? And so courage, collaboration, trust, excellence, and ownership are the values that we have as a pre-construction team. And so everything that we're trying to do in our model for growth and the areas we're looking to improve should always tie back to one of those values that help us to continue to push that forward and create that culture within the company.
Yeah, because everything will be easier once you've got that set in stone. Now, and I know it can be fluid at times, but the principles, the foundation to be able to do anything, deal with your subcontractors, deal with your clients, your architects, to be able to deliver the same message to them about what you're doing, and then talking about bringing people into the company, even getting them up to speed. Because a lot of time what happens is you hire someone and they've got to learn from everyone else what the culture is or what, but when it's there and it's ingrained in the DNA and it's in writing and it's on the walls, so much easier for you time-wise.
Yeah, well, it also too is like, it kind of helps us to put into words why we might like working with someone, you know, because this is how they're operating. And so when we're recruiting and we're bringing in new people, we're able to share those mission, vision, and values with them to, this is what we're about. And, you know, it helps us, I think, hopefully to, in the long term, find people that are a good cultural fit That's always important. Execution is one thing, but if you can't get along with the people that you're working with, then it's really not bringing as much value as it could. But hopefully it also helps us to ward off some people that wouldn't be, you know, and so we don't make poor hires that we regret later on. So
poor hires can be expensive.
Yes, they can.
time and money. And this kind of brings us to the title thing, the estimator in pre-construction. We've had a quick chat about it. I believe that we've got to standardize it. I talked earlier about the financial services industry was the big industry that brought this forward at the beginning. They were calling financial executives, people just out of college. It gave them that bit of pride, gave them that bit of confidence. I think we need to kind of take a little bit of that and bring it into pre-construction. What do you think?
Yeah. So industry standardization, it's a lofty goal, but I think when we're hiring somebody, we want their title to reflect the valuable role that they play within the company. And so even an entry-level person has a valuable role. If they don't have a valuable role, you have to question why we even have that position and what they're doing. And so people want to be valued. They want to be seen. They want to know that the work that they're doing is contributing to what the company's doing. And so I think, a title can be a good reflection of that. And it also, the titles also reflect where you're going as a company, what your priorities are. And I think your job duties and roles and responsibilities need to have some alignment with that title as well. And just to, help people to see how, maybe even what that career ladder is within the company. And that's one of the things that we're working on is to develop a pre-construction career ladder. We've done well with creating that on our field operations side, and now we're looking to build on that success and build it in our pre-construction and estimating side.
Brilliant. And you mentioned that their responsibilities is key because it's ever-evolving environment, pre-construction. I mean, the amount of work that needs to be done now compared to back in the day when a traditional senior estimator would just get numbers and just send it off and hope for the best. There's so much collaboration. You talked about it. So much dealing with different stakeholders. Communication's a big part of it. So I think being called an estimator, it's not doing the position justice.
Yeah, because estimating is only one thing that we do as pre-construction professionals, and it's an important piece of it, but it's only one part of it. And we want to make sure that we're also emphasizing the other skills and needs that we have in order to be successful in the work that we do.
Yeah. Another topic we discussed as well before we go out is having that pre-construction person in the C-suite or even, you're talking about standardization. I would love to have a CPO, a chief pre-construction officer. I mean, that would, I don't know who's going to step out and kind of break the mold and get that person involved. But even having the ear of the CEO, just letting them know how important pre-construction is, because these young agile companies that are pre-construction services focused, they're creating a stir. The clients are loving what they're delivering. So I think how do you see that in the previous companies you work with, and then what's it like at Bulb and Shell?
Yeah, previously I've seen where we're great success when we do have a VP role or somebody that's overseeing all of the pre-construction process, and because it does help us to kind of have priorities as a group. Every division has their own pre-construction team. It's hard to get unity because everybody's busy doing their day jobs, so to speak. But if you have somebody that's overseeing all that as their top priority within the company, that helps a lot to initiate growth strategies and looking at other things that we may need to do to improve. We're always, busy in our work, and sometimes it's hard to look up and look around and see what are the things that we could do better, And so I think that's important. At Baldwin Shell, I've been had the privilege of working with one of our division presidents that's on our executive leadership team, who started in the company as an estimator. I think that's extremely helpful and valuable because he can not only see the pre-construction side of things, he can also understand the operational side of things and bring that perspective to the table. So when I have an idea, he's able to bring perspective from another viewpoint and allows us to have a better conversation. I think to get to the right answers, we need to really have multiple perspectives that we're bringing to get to that. It's not you, it's not me, it's really the combination of the things that we're both bringing. And so I think it is. I think, as somebody that's been in an estimating pre-construction my entire construction career, I think it's something that's valuable to me, and I want to make sure that our executive teams are doing that. But largely speaking, right, our executive teams come out of field operations, and so they don't necessarily always have that perspective or experience. But at the same point in time, I think we need to be mindful of, when you look at your workforce, your percentage of your overall team that is pre-construction versus, you know, I think, or your field operations, I think your, you know, your leadership should have somewhat of a mirror of that percentage, because that's, you know, that's a good mix of things and provides that a balanced perspective.
Funny you say that, Baxter, right? Because I am seeing it over the last 5 years, I'm seeing a change in that, a slow change. If you look at the org chart of a company, and this is just on, if you just look, isolate pre-construction and operations, it was very, very heavy on operations. 75, 76% was operations. But I see that shifting now. I mean, the whole, as an industry whole, even on the pre-con tech's a good example. You, like, the amount of solutions for project management is crazy. Like cloud, web-based, it's amazing. We're seeing that now in pre-construction. It's just coming so far so quickly. And there will be pain points of that, but the org chart is looking much better now on the pre-construction side. Is that just because the GCs are kind of waking up to say, no, the importance of pre-construction can't be understated?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. A phrase I like to say is that we're the frontline risk managers for the company. We probably have the most ability to influence our cost risk on a project before it gets out into actual construction. And good decision making can really alleviate a lot of pain points and concerns that we have. And so I think seeing that shift is reflective of that. I think it's also reflective of the things that we have to do now in order to sell our work, sell our services to our clientele, and so there's a little bit more focus there. It's not as cost-driven as it once was. Cost is still important, always will be. I don't think we can ever get away from that. But at the same point in time, we got to bring something other than low cost to the table to execute well on a project.
And then you even look at the business development side of things. I mean, people do business with good people. Good people do business. And generally, if they're the front line, if pre-construction's the front line, the VP, the director, whoever's engaging with the client on a daily basis, and it's going well, there's no reason why a client shouldn't use that contractor on another project.
Like, right.
So in relation to winning more work, pre-construction is so vital as well.
Yeah, and that's why one of our core values is trust. Is we want to build that trust. I mean, we're the front-facing side of the company. So the client's going to interact with us before they interact with our field operations teams in most instances. And so, you know, we want to build that trust. So then our field teams can then build upon that trust. And then as we cycle through and do repeat business with them, it just grows more and more. But another side of that too, I think, is why we have a core value of courage. And that kind of sounds funny in the terms of pre-construction. But our intent with that is we need to have the courage to have the hard conversations early in the process, not waiting to hope that the price works out or the scope works out to where what we thought is. When we hear a concern, we have a conversation. We may not have to raise a red flag, so to speak, but we let the client know that, hey, we're tracking this. Right now it's kind of trending in a direction that we aren't excited about, but we wanted to let you know early. But we'll update you soon, and keeping them informed of, hey, we're able to be proactive some things because we did see that trending in a negative direction for the project. We made some changes and we've got that concern, and it's neutral now. So, you know, we're feeling good about how to move forward with things, and that in and of itself helps us to build trust. That moment though is really hard sometimes. And so somebody I've worked with quite a bit always talks about sooner smaller, later larger. So the sooner you address the issue, it's easier, it's going to be much easier to address.
That's it, before it gets into a snowball. Yeah, 100% agree with you. And that, and it also goes the other way to the subcontractor side of things, or the trade partners, to be able to communicate with them early on, because they are the subject matter experts. Yeah. And it just kind of brings it back to that title again, the pre-construction manager title, because it is so much about communication. Right. that the estimating that we used to do is a big part of it. But this has been informative. Thank you very much, I really appreciate it. If there's somebody listening to this now and they say, you know what, Baxter's touched on a couple of points there that I'd like to dive into a little bit more, where's the best place to get you, communicate with you, or get in touch?
Sure. They're on LinkedIn. Participate a little bit there, but you can get me there pretty easily. There's not too many Baxters in the world, especially in the pre-con world, so it should be pretty easy to find, or you can get me at my email is bhorton@baldwinshell.com.
Brilliant. There you have it, folks. And as always, I'll put the details of that, the email address and LinkedIn link in the show notes below. Baxter, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gareth.
Stuck in spreadsheets? Tired of the endless loop of copying and pasting? Now imagine all your estimating workflows in one program. Beck Technology's innovative Destiny Estimator software streamlines the entire estimating process. With intuitive tools and powerful analytics, you can create accurate and reliable estimates quickly and easily. We understand the challenges pre-con teams face because we were born from construction. When you are ready to streamline your estimating effort, visit us at beck-technology.com and talk with a tech expert in a Destiny Estimator demo today.
Well, folks, I hope that gave you an idea of how much fun I had in at Advancing Pre-Construction this year. As always, folks, Baxter is more than happy to be contacted through LinkedIn. I will put his LinkedIn profile link in the show notes. I also put Baldwin and Shell website as well if you need any more information on those guys. Please, folks, if you can, please subscribe, connect, comment, like, share, do all the good stuff for me, and we'll get more amazing guests on. I cannot wait to bring you more of the content that I recorded in Denver, so stay tuned.